limits on the number of rent-to-own requests an individual can submit? What can an agency do to prevent requesters from abusing the rent-to-own law?
The premise behind Pennsylvania's revamped right-to-know law is simple. Maximize transparency, shine a light for the sake of public access, and most importantly, turn over government records to requesters. Eric Arneson is the Executive Director of the State Office of Open Records, or the OOR. It's the agency that was created to oversee how the law works. Arneson says he'll be celebrating its decade-old anniversary this year.
Law is tremendously better than it was. It is objective measure that I've ever seen across the 50 states. It is among the best. I've never seen anybody say it is the best, but it's up in the top tier now. But there's definitely room for improvement.
Prior to the revised 2008 law, information was much harder to come by. Average Pennsylvanians weren't the so-called owners of records as they are today. Secrecy, rather than transparency, was more the norm. Nathan Byerly, the OOR deputy director, says it's no longer the case.
Usually, the Office of Open Records hears the case for free, issues a binding decision, and as we're seeing these court decisions, our findings are being backed up. It's less a compelling record and more a compelling story.
But not everyone in Pennsylvania is basking in the sunshine of the law. Critics claim its biggest flaw is a lack of enforcement. The OOR can't level a fine against agencies that don't disclose documents deemed public. Only judges can do that. They rarely do. Also problematic are the 30 exemptions wrapped into the right to know law that further seal off access. Paula Knudsen is an investigative reporter at a Harrisburg paper called The Caucus. She depends on the right-to-know law to understand how legislators spend their days and their constituents' money. Whenever Knudsen gets a speedy response, she considers it a victory.
I got the photo!
But oftentimes, Knudsen's right-to-know requests go unanswered for months at a time.
Definitely some people who just think that the state of the law is poor at best. I don't put it in an A category. I might give it a C plus. Some of the advances, they are certainly positive, but if on the whole, 10 years in, I can't give it better than a C plus.
State Senator John Blake is introducing several improvements to the law this January. Senate Bill 465 would let judges fine agencies up to $500 each day for ignoring an OOR ruling. In another change, agencies could charge a reasonable fee to businesses using the law. For instance, pool supplier companies are known to flood town hall with information requests. That's because zoning plans show where all the pools are located. Arneson says this makes it easier for them to advertise and turn a profit.
We didn't anticipate it when the law was enacted. We didn't anticipate that commercial requesters would use it to the extent they are. But the law's intent is really to let citizens hold the government accountable. So definitely think agencies should be allowed to charge commercial requesters more.
Other Senate proposals would put the transparency spotlight on Pennsylvania's four state-related institutions, including Penn State. Though the university receives millions of dollars in state funding, it has bare-bones disclosure requirements. But as the right-to-know law goes, every taxpayer has a right to know how money flows through Pennsylvania. Reporting for Comm Radio, I'm Allison Kuznets.